Well, Ryan Petz is one of the founders and president of the Fulton Brewery. The brewery started in a Minneapolis garage, and now the four partners behind Fulton are poised to open a brewery in the warehouse district of the city that was once home to such well-known brews as Grain Belt. Ryan's a graduate of Cook County High School. His parents are Hovland residents Ben and Mary Petz. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Jay.
So, you've said, at least on your website, that you wish you were Fulton's brewmeister, but I suppose as president, you're probably more involved in the business of brewing. So, what got you interested in brewing?
Well, myself and my three partners, Peter, Jim, and Brian, all started home brewing, as you noted, in a garage in South Minneapolis, and the four of us share the brewing duties at that point. And so, we've all been involved in the development of the recipes as we've kind of grown into a business and trying to make it into a bigger business. We've had to divide things up a little bit, and like you said, I'm a little bit more involved in the business side of it right now, but I still get to be involved in some of the brewing. But as you noted, I think everybody would like to be able to say that they're the brewmaster, because that's the glamorous position, I think, if there is one. It sounds glamorous anyway. It's actually a lot of not so glamorous work, a lot of cleaning and things like that, but still a lot of fun too.
So you, at least three of you, were at what, St. John's?
Yeah, that's right. Jim, Brian, and myself were at St. John's, and then Peter is Jim's brother-in-law.
Well, so how did Fulton as a business start? I mean, you were brewing in the garage. How did you take it one step further than that?
Well, we had been brewing in the garage for about 4 years, and then 2 years ago in the spring of 2009, I was in business school and looking for some sort of meaningful work that I enjoyed and would hope to be able to turn into a career. At that time, I was just looking even for an internship, and the job market back then was really tough. The internship market was probably even worse, so I thought, you know, we've talked about making the brewing thing into a business for a while. Maybe this is the sign that it's the time to give it a try, and so I kind of dove into it as a summer project, and then kept working on it as I finished up school, and the other guys were working on it in addition to their other jobs, and now we've all been kind of doing that ever since.
Well, now you'll be, when you get into this new building, you'll be just a couple blocks from the Twins Stadium, so how's that going to help your business before and after the game, or how?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, as it stands right now, we don't really have the legal ability to make retail sales in terms of selling pints over the bar there, for example.
Yeah, that's a big controversy right now in Minneapolis, I understand.
It is, yeah, and it's actually a state law that prohibits us from doing that, which we're trying to get changed. There's actually a hearing at the State Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee tomorrow that we're going to be involved with. It's something that other states, breweries in other states, are allowed to do, and it's one of the, I think, the primary reasons why those states have, similar-sized states have four times as many breweries as Minnesota does, because as a very small brewery, regardless of where you're located, you know, our location is very good for that sort of thing, but it's really important to be able to make a retail sale like that in your own facility, because it's a way to meet and get new customers, and also it's just a way to get some revenue that you wouldn't otherwise be able to get. So that is something that we're really hoping will change, and we're really pushing for that bill to get passed into law. But regardless of whether or not it happens, the Twins Stadium being located so close to our facility will be helpful for our business, just for awareness. You know, there's a lot of people that'll be walking by and seeing our sign and peeking their heads in and learning about us that may have never otherwise heard of us.
Well, now in parts of Minneapolis, your beers, and I think you've got four recipes, are available on tap in many places, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have two of those for our year-round beers: our Sweet Child of Vine, which is an India Pale Ale, and our Lonely Blonde, which is a blonde ale, are both available year-round on tap, mostly in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a few of the suburbs as well. And then we have two seasonal beers as well. But yeah, you know, the hope is that even if we don't have any sort of retail presence in terms of pint sales at our downtown brewery, people are going to be able to walk by and see that and next time they go out to the bar in their neighborhood, they will hopefully ask for a Fulton, and if the place has it, they'll give it to them, and if they don't, maybe they'll order it next time.
Now, you don't have enough room to bottle. You have to have that done elsewhere?
Yeah, that's right. As it's kind of currently configured, we don't really have the space. Our bottling lines are, they use up a lot of space, and they're also really expensive, so I don't know if we could afford to put one in anyway. The one other thing that we can do out of that facility besides kegs is there are growler sales.
Which I was going to ask you about that, right? If I come with my growler, I could buy directly from you?
Exactly. So that's the other kind of retail sale that we can make, which is great and will be really helpful. But there's another law that is probably going to come into play in time because there is a cap on the size of a brewery you can be and still be able to sell those growlers, and we'll be under that for at least the first, say, year or two. But after that, we might, you know, if things are going well, we'll grow beyond where that exception runs out, and then we won't be able to sell growlers either. But for the time being, for sure in the next couple of years, if you come by, you'll be able to purchase a growler of any of our beers.
Well, the big question up here is, will we see Fulton in Cook County?
Well, I hope so soon. Once in a while, when I come up, I bring a bottle, but it's probably not enough to go around. I've actually talked to a few people. Jeff at the Tavern, for example, is very interested in bringing it in, and I would love to have it up there. It's right now we're kind of running at capacity without the ability to add any more places, but really soon we're looking to get out, and we just want to make sure that once we start sending it further away from the Twin Cities, that we're not overreaching our grasp, and that we don't have to pull out of those territories, as we've seen with some other breweries that expand their geographic presence quickly, and then things pick up at home, and all of a sudden they have to pull out of those other geographic markets just to support their demand back in the home market. So we're really hoping to make that step when we're certainly ready to do it.
Well, you have our email address, so let us know when that happens.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We'll probably come up and promote it, too. That's one of the fun parts of the job is we get to, in the name of advertising or promotion, go to support all the bars and restaurants that carry our beer.
Okay, one last question. I have been in the neighborhood where your new brewery will be housed. Now, I want to ask you, how are you going to get truckloads of grain down those streets?
That's a great question, because you're probably referring to the cobblestone streets. That
yeah.
Are, that would be a generous kind of description of what they are. But it's I think it'll work out. You know, there's right now, any given day that we're down there, there's a lot of paper delivery trucks. And, it's got to be a rough ride for them, but somehow they manage it. So we'll see. There might be a little grain spilled along the streets along the way, though.
That'll keep the pigeons in Minneapolis happy, I bet.
I'm sure they're happy enough already.
Okay. We've been speaking with Ryan Petz, who is one of the founders and president of the Fulton Brewery. Ryan is originally from Cook County, and we will talk to you again once we get some more information and once you actually get into the new facility. Thanks for being with us this morning, Ryan.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.